Alarm bells started clanging last week in the vocational education sector when one of the country's biggest providers shut its doors. Administrators from Careers Australia are set to face students and the company's creditors at a meeting in Brisbane early next week. The company's sudden demise has left nearly 15,000 students in the lurch. The Education Minister, Simon Birmingham, has tried to allay their fears. He says the company is insured and therefore most students will be able to find new schools. But as Alex Mann reports, one week after the collapse of Careers Australia, many students are still facing an uncertain future.
I'm a medical secretary at the moment and I want to be more than that. And I don't want to be a receptionist for the rest of my life. And that's why I studied in the first place, to better my situation. And now, I can't do that anymore. I feel like, I don't know, if my study gets taken away from me, then my whole life changes.
That's Lorna Dunn. She's 29 years old and until last week was studying an online diploma in community services with Careers Australia. She had hoped to be a social worker.
I was looking to get my foot into the door of an organisation that works with particularly women and making them feel good about themselves, and I wanted to sort of do counselling and work with self-esteem issues, women who suffer from domestic violence. So I wanted to do something that gives back to people and helps people, and that's why I chose that field.
But late last Thursday, those modest dreams came crashing down.
15,000 students have been left in limbo after one of Australia's largest vocational education providers went into administration. Classes at Careers Australia were cancelled overnight, and around 1,000 staff have been stood down without pay.
I got a text message Thursday night, it was like 9:45, and kind of brief, and I didn't understand it. It was just saying, Careers Australia has been suspended, stop your work placements, stop your study, so the info will come. You feel sick. I mean, no one knows what they're going to do for the rest of their lives, but when you kind of think you've got a sense of direction and that's taken away from you, it's disappointing and it's heartbreaking.
Lorna Dunn's training provider, Careers Australia, had gone into voluntary administration. It left more than 15,000 apprentices and the company's 1,000 staff with an uncertain future.
My name's Peter Phillips. I was employed by Careers Australia as a refrigeration aircon trainer for apprentices.
In his time with Careers Australia, Peter Phillips had built a close bond with the 12 students in his class. The next day, it was up to him to tell them the news.
Well, I went into work on Friday because I felt that I had that obligation to my students, and I had to stand there in front of them and tell them that, I'm sorry, guys, but what can I say? I can't finish your course. And after that, I went to shake them by the hand, and a lot of them were that passionate. They said, look, a handshake won't cut it. We want a cuddle. And a lot of them broke down and were just shocked totally to the core with the whole state of events.
At a guess, Peter Phillips says he's owed about $6,000 in pay and entitlements that he says he's unlikely to see again.
My feelings were more for the students, to be honest with you, because there's so many young guys that were training for a career. It was their whole future. And that's what they were going to be. They were going to be tradespeople of the future. And that's who my heart really goes out to.
Careers Australia shut down after the Department of Education ruled last Wednesday that it was not an approved vocational education and training provider. It follows almost 2 years of accusations that the trainer used unscrupulous sales techniques and signed students up for courses they couldn't afford. Today, thousands of students across Australia are desperately searching for a new training provider that they hope will recognise the training they've already done. Federal Education Minister Simon Birmingham has tried to calm fears they'd be left stranded.
Careers Australia, like all providers, was required to have tuition assurance protection, essentially an insurance scheme for students. Theirs was with TAFE Directors Australia, so my department has been working closely with TAFE Directors Australia and indeed with the TAFE system around the country and other training providers to make sure that there are pathways for students. We make no apologies for putting in place a far more rigorous regime for student loans and for vocational training providers, but of course we will do everything possible to assist those students impacted by this action.
The organisation charged with finding new placements for almost half those apprentices says students should brace for delays. Craig Robertson is the CEO of TAFE Directors Australia.
part of the issues we've got in this case is because the provider has closed down quickly, nobody has access to accurate data. And so what we need to do is to ask the students to contact us. And that will give us enough information to then start thinking about how we help the students move to another course.
When you say accurate data, are we talking students' academic records, proof that they've actually completed some study, which they would then use, obviously, to go to any new training provider?
That's correct. And that's an important message, that the training that has been done to date and has been what we'd call assessed or certified is recognised by other training providers.
But while Careers Australia remains in administration, those academic records are tied up in computers only the administrators have access to, and the students remain stuck in limbo. For international students, there's a risk long delays could jeopardise their visa status.
So look, we do understand that it can be distressing for students at this particular point in time. So what we are doing is, as I said, collecting their contact details. And then depending on how we can access the statements of or their training record, we will refer them on to another training provider.
Next week, the administrators have agreed to meet with students and creditors in Brisbane to provide an update. But for Lorna Dunn, there's a fear nothing will replace the online course she was doing.
Because I can't afford to study full time. And that's why I chose Careers Australia, because they could let me study online. If I have to study full time or cut down my work hours, I can't do it because I'm struggling enough as it is.
That's Lorna Dunn. She's a Careers Australia student. Well, she was a student with Careers Australia anyway. Ending that report by Alex Mann.